Squad car video made public last year of a young man being pepper-sprayed by Champaign police added more fuel to criticism of the department's treatment of African Americans. But three different reviews of the June 5th arrest concluded that police acted properly. Now, one more investigation carried out by Champaign police concludes the initial arrest was proper, but that police made mistakes in how they treated the man in the minutes that followed. This is the second internal investigation of the June 5th arrest, and it faults the earlier internal probe with failing to meet department standards for thoroughness. The new investigation agrees that given the conditions of the moment, the arrest and pepper spraying of the man was proper. Police had been called to the scene of a late-night street fight in Campus Town. The man in question was initially walking away from the scene, but then started to return. The report says at one point he crossed the street against a traffic signal, causing cars to screech to a halt to avoid him. That's when police moved in.
As the primary officer physically escorted the complainant to the front of his squad car, the complainant verbally and physically resisted the primary officer's instructions, which caused the primary officer to reasonably believe that it was necessary to use pepper spray both to defend himself and accomplish the arrest. The officer had probable cause to arrest the complainant for resisting and obstructing his legitimate law enforcement efforts.
That was Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels reading from the report he helped prepare. But while the report says police got the initial arrest right, they failed to follow policy in their treatment of the man afterwards. They say department policy was violated when officers failed to double-lock handcuffs to keep them from over-tightening, and later when an officer put his hands on the man's neck as he tried to force him out of the back seat of a police car.
The complainant's demeanor made it difficult for the officers to effectively communicate with him, and his refusal to provide the officer with his identification was not helpful. However, this does not diminish the expectation that officers will attempt to use verbal persuasion, dialogue, and courtesy to gain voluntary compliance whenever possible.
Champaign's new police chief, Anthony Cobb, who was still with the Urbana police when the arrest happened, says officers involved in the case will be disciplined. He says that process is just beginning. Penalties and even the number of officers facing discipline have yet to be determined, although 3 to 6 officers could be affected. Cobb says citizen complaints are now being routed through his office to make sure they're being taken care of. This investigation was prompted by a complaint filed by the arrested man. Chief Cobb promises more improvements in the future.
I know that we will learn from this incident. My command staff and I are taking steps to provide better oversight of our complaint process by developing an early warning system to alert us when an officer obtains a certain number of complaints and or use of force incidents.
The Reverend Charles Nash of Champaign's New Hope Church of God in Christ was one of 3 local pastors attending the city news conference announcing the investigation results. Nash, who's worked with city and police officials through CCAP, the Champaign Community and Police Partnership, said that he was satisfied that City Manager Steve Carter's handling of this latest investigation of the June 5th arrest had produced a just result.
So we want to commend Steve Carter and the chief and those other officers who was involved in this investigation. I think the community will be pleased with the finding.
The June 5th arrest was one of multiple incidents that sparked debate over the Champaign Police Department's treatment of young African-American men, the most tragic being the 2009 fatal shooting by an officer of 16-year-old Kawan Carrington. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.